flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right. What a week it's been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Here are some of the best moments this week. Not all from our show. A lot of it, we usually lean heavy into the show, but we open it up to other things as well. Of course, we had the big announcement for the new afternoon show last week. That was part of our week in review. But let's start with this. Something that I don't think has gained as much traction as I was hoping, but it was a Keefspiracy of mine from Monday.
Oh, yeah.
As it relates to Patrick
Holmes. It hasn't caught on.
At all.
No.
See if you sign up with this.
Okay.
I might be a lone wolf on this Keefspiracy.
Okay.
I think one of the reasons Mahomes also gets more of these calls when he's like a runner is because he kind of runs awkwardly. So, for example,
it's the dad bod.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little goofy.
It's kind of waddling around out there.
So, like Josh Allen, when he gets it and goes, you're like, that's a runner.
He's lethal. That's a thoroughbred.
You can hit him as hard as you want. You might bounce off him.
Uh-huh.
Lamar Jackson, half the size, but he's super fast. Looks like a wide receiver running with the ball. Mahomes is kind of like awkwardly running. So, when he gets hit, it's more jarring. So if guys are like, whoa, he got killed
because
he's kind of goofy out there.
It's your dad legging out a double in softball.
He's trying
his hardest to get on his horse and get out to second base. That's kind of what it is.
I think it does. I think he's got a little something to do with what it looks like.
That's a good Keefspiracy.
Because some of these other running quarterbacks, like when Jalen Hurts goes, you're like, that's legit a runner. Whereas with Mahomes, it's almost a little more fragile.
I know why it hasn't picked up.
Why's that?
I haven't played again yet. We haven't got a chance to really sit down and watch it.
All right, so this Sunday, when you're watching all the quarterbacks this weekend, and Mahomes will undoubtedly get more calls. He will get a roughing the passer.
Yeah.
He will get an unsportsmanlike or called against him. Just keep an eye on that. Be like, wonder why. It doesn't look as
follow it closely.
Aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Get on board with the Keefspiracy, yeah.
All right, so a lot was made, and we're not going to relitigate this, but a couple weeks ago I helped myself to a beverage in the fridge, which I thought was an extra. Turns out it was not an extra, and it was like, you know, World War III around here. But we have something that we can all admit is a much worse kitchen etiquette at the workplace
that took place
earlier this week.
Bad news. Let me introduce more information as well when it comes to WEEI in need of a pizza party.
Yeah.
Terp came in and said, someone is microwaving fish out there.
This is day one stuff. I feel like this is like episode one of The Office gripes. Like, everyone's mad about Keith took the drink and all this other stuff. That's nothing compared to what's going on right now.
You're
in the
saying
hallway.
This is worse than stealing.
This is the worst thing you could possibly do.
A Celsii.
Yes. Well, Celsius has come and go. They're $2 a throw.
Well, let me.
This is insane. This is going to stink up the whole bottom floor for the rest of the day, maybe tomorrow. We don't have an open window situation.
Yeah.
There's zero airflow.
Yeah.
And so some maniac went down there and was like, let me fire up the fish.
Okay,
let me cook my haddock in the microwave.
What if that's Ted Johnson's fish?
Well, it's good smelling fish, Ted. Keep up the good work. Got to get that protein in. I get it, big dog.
That smells great.
Love that stuff.
What are you loading up on protein there?
That's actually such an aggressive move, you'd have to respect it.
Yeah.
If Ted's first day on the job, he heats up, before show starts, he's heating up fish, just walking around eating fish.
90 minutes before the show, he's microwaving, he's in here, he's getting ready, he's meeting everybody, saying hi to everybody, just
it
woofing
fish. It smells so bad out there. It took a day and a half to get rid of that smell.
Billy, I didn't pick up. Sometimes you hear back and you hear Billy's little one-liners in there. He goes, got the extra?
Hey, big dog, got the extra there?
Hey, way to go. All right, friend of the show, Courtney Cox, had this to say earlier in the week. And one of the reasons why that show, I think, is so successful is they are willing to share things about their personal lives.
For sure.
It's not just X's and O's from the big game the night before.
No.
It's a lot of you know, what they're doing in their lives, or maybe what they did many years ago in their lives, including what it was like for your very first time.
I've never watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall fully. I lost my virginity with Forgetting Sarah Marshall playing.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So now I just, like, don't, if it's on, like, I don't want to watch it.
So it's like,
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It must have been during the vampire song. That was clearly the perfect opportunity.
Is that what, so it was like a Netflix and chill thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a funny movie,
where
too.
Was it, where was this?
My best friend's house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Parents were working
elsewhere.
During the day? Or
yeah. Was the parent? Best friend in the room.
Wow.
What? With someone else.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh,
what?
My. What?
Yeah.
Well, and it makes more sense that your parents are swingers.
No, no, no,
yeah, exactly.
No, no, no.
And I'm the one you always are talking about.
No,
what
no,
are you
no.
talking
no,
about?
No, 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 no.
Switch!
Not like it was a huge room. So but we were—it was—it's a huge room. She was like way on the other side.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
With Courtney's sense of size, I don't know how big that room
right.
is.
Oh my god!
Oh. Shime
definitely has a like I said before.
I don't think you can see that.
You can't.
No.
Oh my lord!
I thought you heaven. Could.
You had to dump out of her.
Yes, of course I did.
Brett, tag me in, Brett.
That's like the best minute from the week, I think, on the whole show. If you had, if somebody, a friend of yours, has never listened to that show,
yeah.
Play that minute. Play just that minute of the show. You get a little something from everybody there.
Great minute. I heard that. Was that Monday morning? I heard that driving
Tuesday.
In. Thank you. I heard that driving in one of the days.
Yeah.
The segment started out
about Bret Zeppelin.
Thank you.
Greg's went on there.
And it was about how whipped Greg is and who's the most whipped at the station, blah, blah, blah. And it turned into that.
As wide as it is tall. Can you say that?
No.
Okay. I won't.
They had to dump Courtney for that.
Courtney.
You, as Nick said, at least you asked.
She tried to insult Shime's package, but she did it in a way in which they had to dump it.
I didn't hear it listening on the radio because
no, neither
dumped.
Did I.
I just heard it for the first time there, but yeah.
Well,
no,
Shime's
doing a can.
That's right.
That's right. Tuna can tree.
Shime got a few burns in though on Courtney. Shime was doing he was rattling them off.
Shime was doing work. That was a great segment. And you're right. That's a lot of sharing in your personal life. Yeah,
which I think is great.
It's great.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, good movie too.
Love that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have a different experience with it than Courtney does. Hooking up while her friends also hooking up over there.
Yeah,
sharing a couch for all we know.
It's a big room though.
I think the line that got me the most was "Your turn, Brett." My guess is Wiggy was thinking, he's like, what's the whitest name I could think of?
Brett.
Hey, Brett.
All right. We also were talking, Jones had a question.
Brett, tag me in, Brett.
Brett, tag me in, Brett. I had a good laugh about that. You had a question this week because it has been so cold.
Yeah.
Something out there that maybe is it being affected by the cold?
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you a stupid question?
Why stop now?
Does the gas pump slower when it's cold out like today? I was at the pump does it really?
It absolutely is.
Right?
No.
Does it not?
I think so.
Because today it was, when I talk about,
just needs a refill.
When I talk about not having patience, it was absurdly slow filling up.
On
today.
The other side of you, like directly.
There was a guy across from me, yes.
Yeah. That's
so you
what
think
it is.
You think he was.
I think when you're both draining from the same side, it slows down. Because I bet as soon as that guy was done,
the guy started before me?
Yeah.
The guy started before me.
He's done.
Yeah, keep that music going, Nick. Yeah. The guy started before me, I finished first. And I'll tell you,
hell yeah,
I'll tell you, I didn't have the patience for it. I'm nowhere near a full tank.
How much did that to do with the fact that it was 10 degrees?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Why I quit the weather?
I mean, like your patience cold.
No,
made it feel like it was taking forever.
Had nothing to do with that. It was just that it was such a ridiculously long pump. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Kept
going.
There was more of that.
We'll cut it there. That's the weekend review. We also did have a good madness that we can now add to our Rolodex.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast.
Yeah, the guy that uses pig spleens to pick the weather for the next 6 months.
Where was that report from again?
Canada.
I feel like I...
It's, oh, I don't know.
It was a town. It wasn't
when Toronto. When you eat it after a short spell, it acts like Viagra.
It wasn't
Regina.
Toronto. I'm sorry, where?
Regina.
Dueling drops again.
I knew it wasn't. Dueling banjos in here.
Montreal or Vancouver.
No. Regina.
Thank you. Regina.
Thank you very much.
617-779.
What a story.
7937. We'll get to your feedback. That's the week in review.
Yep.
That's what goes on around here at WEEI. We'll get to...
That deputy is accused of watching pornography on his phone when he slammed into the back of that car.
Yeah. All right, you hear that? That means we got keys to championship weekend coming up next.